is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And all the features that await you there, they give them away. You can actually go and create the content on the front page of the website. So the way you do it is you find something online that you think's interesting, you think our other listeners would enjoy, like this piece we're sharing with you here about psychedelic drugs helping patients face death. You could submit something like that. You submit the URL to the website, put in a little description, and then other people will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. The most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com, which means more people see it. We're more likely to see it, maybe talk about it on the air. And of course, if you want to chime in here in this discussion, for those of you just tuning in, let me give you a bit of a recap, because this, to me, this is one of the most important news articles I have ever seen, because I think that telling the truth about drugs is one of the most important things that we can do. And the reasons they're giving for in this article called How Psychedelic Drugs Can Help Patients Face Death, the experiences that they're relating with people, I think are so critical that other people hear them, especially people who've only heard the negative side of drugs, you know, the crackheads stealing and the meth heads blowing up their own houses and killing their children. I mean, there's some real nasty sides of drugs, people robbing each other and couples, you know, stealing from one another and there's all kinds of bad stuff associated with the use and addiction to drugs. But that doesn't mean that it's all bad.
For that reason, the only exception is my job, but I'm very, very open about my drug use. I always have been, because, you know, I'm a responsible drug user. I don't use drugs very often. I have used plenty. I've had mostly positive experiences. I haven't gone through any hardcore addiction, and I like people to know that, because
there was a time when you were less responsible with your drug use.
That's why I said mostly positive. Right. I did have a dark hour, but
that was your choice.
Yeah, and I learned a lot from it. You know what I mean? And it was my choice, and it wasn't anything really bad like heroin or...
I've never gotten into that situation myself. I've used some drugs, probably nowhere near as much as you have in the past. And most of my experiences have been pretty positive. But as we've been talking about, set and setting is very important. We're talking about psychedelic drugs and how they can help patients face death. And these studies that are being done that show that that people who have taken part in these studies, 94% in one study on psilocybin, which is the active ingredient in magic mushrooms, 94% of them said it was one of the five most meaningful experiences of their lives. 39% in the study said it was the most meaningful experience. So that kind of a statement is a whole world away from being a crackhead robbing somebody in the street for another hit.
Right.
That's not a meaningful experience. So there's a big range in the realm of illegal drug use, and no one ever explores this other range. So that's why this other part of the range. This is why I, you know, think this article is so important, because it does explore it. It's honest about the fact that these drugs can be used in very positive ways. And we're not talking about meth here. We're talking about psychedelics. We're not talking about crack. We're not talking about like these hardcore heroin, you know, these addictions. Although obviously opiates have their own uses. But we're talking about psychedelics, so LSD, psilocybin, and they're even including MDMA here in the term psychedelics. I don't think that's quite accurate, but MDMA is an empathogen, while these other things are entheogens, but nonetheless.
People have certainly had similar experiences like this one on MDMA. I actually read a really interesting experience. I'm not sure where it was, but a family was taking part of some sort of experiment where they had access to pharmaceutical-grade MDMA, mm-hmm. and the dad was dying of cancer or something mm-hmm. horrible, and the whole family did it together. And they did it a few times, and, like, the father... Well, first of all, he said that it was the only time that he ever wasn't in pain, mm-hmm. Because MDMA has a lot of really strong pain-relieving qualities, but also, you know, the family was able to share that experience together before he died, and they were able to come to terms with it, and he, you know, said that it really was a wonderful experience.
Right. So how you're coming into it, your intentions for the experience are very important. The set and setting, very important. And the doctors that are running these studies, they take all this into consideration when they're doing it. And people, as a result, have the most meaningful experience in their life. It's something that sticks with them. They're lessons that they can take away, they can recount, that matter. So let me continue. Wondering whether he should see the same or could see the same shifts in attitude in terminally ill patients, he designed a study that gave subjects a high dose of psilocybin in one session and a dose that varied from subject to subject in a second session. Because the study's continuing, Griffiths didn't want to discuss the precise amounts of the drug given, but he said that the dose selection in the cancer study is informed by what we've learned in prior studies. At the end of September 2010, Lori Reamer took her first dose of psilocybin. She says, "I mostly just cried through that session." Now, this is the woman who had leukemia, adult onset leukemia, and she kind of it went into remission, but she was afraid that it was going to come back, so she was kind of living in this fear mentality.
Right.
So she took her first dose in September 2010. She says, "I mostly just cried through that session." 3 weeks later, she went back to Johns Hopkins for a second dose. She remembers a lovely room with a large plush couch. Dr. Griffiths entered and wished her well. Reamer had pictures of her children and items that reminded her of her recently deceased father. And after swallowing the psilocybin capsule, she sat with two study coordinators and looked at the memorabilia. She talked about what each item meant to her, waiting for the drug to take effect, assessing her own internal state. "And then it happened," she told me. "I was at first sitting up on the couch and talking about my daughter's baby blanket, which I'd brought with me, and then I went supine. They dimmed the lights. I got dark eye shades, they put headphones on me, and music started pouring into my ears. Some dark opera, some choral music, some mystical music. There was a bowl of grapes. They were big, juicy grapes," she says. And she remembers the sweetness, the freshness, and the tiny seeds embedded in the gel. "Once the drug took effect, she lay there and rode the music's dips and peaks. She said her mind became like a series of rooms, and she could go in and out of these rooms with remarkable ease. In one room, there was the grief that her father experienced when Reamer got leukemia. In another, her mother's grief. And in another, her children's. In yet another room was her father's perspective on raising her. She says, I was able to see things through his eyes, and through my mother's eyes, and through my children's eyes. I was able to see what it had been like for them when I was so sick." Reamer took the psilocybin at about 9 in the morning, and its effects lasted until approximately 4 in the afternoon. That night at home, she slept better than she had in a long time. The darkness finally stopped scaring her, and she was willing to go under, not because she knew she would come back up, but because under was not as frightening anymore. Why she was less afraid to die is hard for her to explain. She says, "I now have the distinct sense that there's so much more. So many different states of being. I have the sense, she says, that death is not the end, but just part of a process, a way of moving into a different sphere, a different way of being." So, when you think about that, you have to ask yourself, why would someone say that these things are so bad? What is their motivation?
You know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all. And I think that there's a lot of different motivating factors for people, but someone somewhere, right, has to know that this stuff makes people feel good, it's mind-opening, and they don't like that, right?
Right.
Because if you think about what drug is legal, what is it?
Alcohol. Not a mind expander.
No, it is actually a dumb downer.
Yep.
I mean, I love alcohol. I wouldn't say I love it like I'm an alcoholic, but I have drank my fair share of alcohol, and I enjoy a nice drink. I don't like getting drunk, but I like a nice drink.
I've actually quit recently again. I kind of have cycles where I'll go in and drink
actually.
For a little while. But I usually drink responsibly. I don't go overboard anymore. You taught me that, and thank you for that, how to drink responsibly. But go ahead with what you're saying about alcohol.
But the point is, when I drink, this is how I personally view drinking. I feel that drinking just continually, like slowly, shuts down your brain and your body functions, right? Because, I mean, first goes your, like, vision and your motor skills go.
Eventually,
and your balance.
Ability to hold your
bladder to stand up, right? Yeah. So you just slowly start to shut down. That's how I see it.
Yeah. Not good.
No.
855-450-FREE. So why are these drugs illegal? Who stands to benefit from that? 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up on people's experiences, what they had in these studies. It's fascinating. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the various features that you have awaiting for you there. Over at freetalklive.com tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And want to invite you to Pork Fest 2012, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, P-O-R-C. FEST.com. You don't want to miss this. If you love liberty, that is, you want to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There are over, probably going to be over 1,000 people, if last year is any indicator, and it usually is, that are going to be enjoying one another's company in the Camp Rogers Campground in northern New Hampshire. And it's all week long, but if you can only make it for the weekend, come up for the weekend. It'll be worth it. There's going to be musical acts. There are going to be panel discussions, family activities. All kinds of people are going to be attending this. So everything from, you know, the family stuff to the adult parties. I mean, it is an absolute blast. I know the Big Gay Dance Party is going to be returning for its third year, which is so much fun. And so there's so much happening, I can't tell you possibly everything that's going on, because there's stuff that's on the official schedule, and then there's stuff that just happens on its own, just because there are hundreds of people are there. You've got vendors that are completely unlicensed, vendors that are doing business without asking the state's permission. That's always a lot of fun. You get great, interesting food and all kinds of fun stuff there. Porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. You've got until the end of this month to get the early bird discount, so get your registration locked in now. Get your campsite taken care of. Because, you know, this could be a sellout. I don't think that we've ever had a total sellout of the entire park, but it keeps getting bigger and bigger every year. Eventually, Rogers Campground is not going to be able to handle the Porcupine Freedom Festival, just because this keeps getting larger. So go ahead and go to porkfest.com. You can learn more about the event there, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. That is, if you love liberty. If you don't come to Porkfest. You won't like it very much. 855-453, the toll-free number here. We're sharing with you an article, which I consider one of the most important I've ever read. And I think one of the most important for anyone to read, especially people who've heard stories about drugs their whole life. You know, if you went to DARE class and you believed everything they told you, this is the article for you. Because it has, I mean, it's just such an important piece, talking about how, it's the New York Times, talking about how psychedelic drugs like LSD or psilocybin can help patients who are facing death actually handle that. They can come to come to some closure, come to the idea of being able to accept the idea of their own death and not be so afraid of it. There's one lady who had psilocybin administered to her. She had adult onset leukemia. It had gone into remission, and she was frightened, so frightened that it was going to come back. She was living in this constant state of fear, and after one dose, what she had to say was that, quote, I now have the distinct sense that there's so much more, so many different states of being. I have the sense that death is not the end, but just part of a process, a way of moving into a different sphere, a different way of being. That was her quote. Now, there's more to this piece, but let's go to you and your thoughts. Zelly is listening in my hometown of Sarasota, Florida, listening to WSRQ. Hey, Zelly.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just listening to the show. I've personally done psychedelics, and it has completely broadened my horizons. Everything that they say about them being negative or being in a bad state is not true.
Well, like, now, April, before you go on, if you go into a psychedelic thinking you're going to have a bad time, you're going to have a bad time.
You will. Exactly, you will. It's all a state of mind. But once you go in there with a positive state of mind, it will completely transform your life into something a billion times better. You see things through eyes you would have never seen before. Like, the whole world becomes beautiful. You become in touch with it. Like, it's amazing.
I would say that psychedelics have really given me an appreciation for nature.
Oh, yeah.
Beauty in nature.
Really. You really see the trees in another way, the grass, everything. The flowers, the moon, the stars. It's amazing. It's really nice.
Thank you, Zelly, for that. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Just don't listen to what they say. They do have a lot of beneficial properties. My mom passed away before I did them, and I did them after. And before, I was a little bit worried about, you know, is she gonna go on? Is she gonna be in a better place? And after I did those, I had a completely different mindset. I was like, yeah, she is in a better place.
Thanks for sharing your experience, Ellie. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Barry is listening in West Virginia, Charleston's WVTS. Hey, Barry.
Hi, how are you all today?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want to preface it by, I'm a conservative person. I love liberty. And I'm a former police officer, and I've been married 3 times. So, with that said, my first wife, we used to go out picking mushrooms.
Now, wait, was this while you were a police officer?
No, this was afterwards.
Okay.
But
go
ahead. I've picked mushrooms and ate them and all that. And this one time, we got a bad batch, and my wife died from it.
Oh, my God.
No, and then my second wife, she died from a blunt trauma to the back of her head, because she wouldn't eat poison mushrooms. Sorry, I'd like to come into it, but
that's funny.
Yeah. With that said, I think mushrooms are good for people.
Well, I mean, I want you to get into why here in a moment, but let's revisit the tragic, you know, death briefly here. If you know, you're picking mushrooms out in the wild, if you don't know exactly what you're doing, then it could be very dangerous. I mean, mushrooms are poisonous. Psilocybin is essentially a poison. You're just getting a low dose of it.
Somebody called the show once and said that wasn't true and
really?
Gave us a link, and I'm going to look for it.
Okay, maybe it's not true, but mushrooms can be very deadly.
No, it is true.
Okay. Well, either way, if drugs were, of course, legal, then these mold spores could be cultivated properly in laboratory environments, and then there would be no way that anyone could get the wrong mushroom if they were buying it from a store shelf.
That's correct. But the way you tell is you go to a cow pasture, you go there before sunrise, and you get the ones that don't die, or you get the ones that die after the sun hits. So that's the ones that you pick. The other ones, you leave alone.
You also, we used to flick them, and if they would turn, like, blue, they would have, like, a blue ring around them.
I would do more research than just taking Barry's word for it. You know, definitely go online and start digging around if that's something you want to do. But it's still a risky...
I would do that as well. Thank you very much.
A risky process. Well, Barry, wait. Tell me more about your experience and why it was important.
Like the lady before... It made everything bright. It made everything lively. You actually saw trees brighter, greener. You can almost feel the texture with your eyes. I was actually training a dog to search and rescue, and we were out in the forest, and it intensifies nature. And I'm a Christian, and I believe that's the way God intended us to observe nature, through his magical way of looking at things. And
If you want to approach it from the Christian perspective, God put things here for a reason, right? So
And you also have to be careful of what you eat and what you don't eat. So
no doubt, Barry. Thanks for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate your experience, and I'm sorry to hear about the tragic occurrence there. And these are things that can happen, you know, because of prohibition. Had Barry and his wife been able to go into a local pharmacy and get some mushrooms off the shelf, she'd still be alive today. 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. More coming up here. 855-453. Free Talk Live.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic, and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. We've got listening options. You can get tuned into our live streams. Broadband, midband, and narrowband versions. Different size stream bit rates for different internet connections. Over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, there's our radio stations, over 100 of them, AM and FM stations across the country, our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio and our free-to-air KU band channel, the webcam and the listen lines. So many different ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears. Get the details over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. We're talking about psychedelics and how, according to the New York Times and a number of studies that they're citing here, psychedelic drugs can help patients face death, can help people come to really important conclusions about life in general and what it all means and how it's, as one patient put it, I love this quote, "I have the distinct sense there's so much more," she says, a leukemia patient, "so many different states of being. I have the sense that death is not the end, but just part of a process, a way of moving into a different sphere, a different way of being." And, of course, Richard Nixon called Timothy Leary the most dangerous man in America. And I think that's a true statement if you look at it from the government's perspective. Because if people start to come to the conclusion that there's more to this life than this life, if they start to come to the conclusion that everything's connected, then they're going to be less likely to be talked into going to war, for instance.
Well, I love that video. You can Google this. It's on YouTube. It's there's a British soldiers. They gave them LSD without telling them.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious. It starts out, you know, like after 20 minutes, a few of them are kind of having trouble, like, finding things. And, like, by the end of the hour, when they've started to really come up on the LSD, they're, like, climbing the trees to feed the birds. And, I mean, they're no longer interested.
War's over if you want it.
Guns down.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you have to wonder.
So this is dangerous. I mean, these conclusions that people can come to when on psychedelics and right set and setting are very dangerous to the status quo because they'll bring down borders. They'll bring down the divisions. And the governments thrive
off of creating divisions between people.
Right and left.
Right, right and left. Our country, your country.
Pro-life, pro-choice,
yeah,
whatever
red,
it is.
Blue. I mean, these divisions keep people at odds with one another. They keep people thinking that everybody's the enemy and that we all need to force one another to behave in certain ways. And governments benefit from this. They benefit from these divisions, whether we're talking about class or whatever it is that the divisions are. But if people take these drugs and they realize that everything's connected and that there's more beyond this life, and that death is not important, it's just another event in a series of long, you know, life, eternal events or whatever, then they'll start to look at things differently, and they'll be less likely to hurt their fellow man and or hate their fellow man. And if that's the case, then governments are done. So I think that that's one of the reasons why that these drugs are illegal. Anyway, let's go back to Charles in India. We'll continue the New York Times piece because there's still more important information to get out from it. Charles, you're listening to WXNT. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, I've heard a lot of things I'd like to mention. First of all, psilocybin is not toxic, and I think you can look up at Arrowhead and verify that. Now, that doesn't mean that people won't mistake other mushrooms for psilocybin, and certainly the amanitas, which are what were known as the soma mushrooms that were used by the Siberian shaman, those certainly have a toxic dose. Hmm. So, I mean, there's a lot of generalities that I've kind of heard tonight that folks really need to be clear on. And that kind of goes to the heart of the whole psychedelic experience. You know, LSD is very different from MDMA or ayahuasca or magic mushrooms. And so the reason that these things have always been used in a guided shamanic, for lack of a better term, setting in the past is that you really do need someone there that can kind of guide you and watch you, and in a way that's the reason why Tim Leary was the most dangerous man in America, is because he advocated that everybody drop acid and just go with the experience. And I've done a fair amount of LSD in my life, and I can tell you that every time I do LSD, it's a fairly significant intellectual and emotional experience, whereas the whole psilocybin and some of the other substances, it doesn't compare at all. So I think this thing is really deep, and it's a lot deeper textured than kind of the way I'm hearing it explained here.
Well, I mean, as we pointed out, we're sharing experiences from these studies. I would recommend people do research. And you're right, we're actually looking into the psilocybin being a poison claim here during the break, and that's what Julia found is not actually a poison. But, you know, obviously we can only get so deep into this, but we would recommend people drop by to arrowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D.org, and really get into learning about these things before they try them. I totally agree with you, Charles. I mean, it is all about set and setting. And I'm not too familiar with Timothy Leary's work, and if he wasn't recommending that people do these things responsibly, then that's a shame. That's too bad.
Well, I lived through that time, and Tim was very definitely into folks just, you know, dropping acid. I mean, you know, Augustus Owsley made purple barrels that had, you know, milligrams of LSD, whereas, you know, today, I mean, most folks with 5 or 6 micrograms, that's a significant trip. So, you know, back in those days...
You mean
days,
500 or 600?
I'm
it would
sorry?
Be. You mean like 500 or 600? I mean, usually one, what is it, like 150 or something is a typical dose?
Right. I'm sorry, 500 or 600 micrograms.
Right.
And, I mean, you know, some of the purple barrels, I mean, we're talking grams.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's nuts. But, you know, it, just like with the caller that talked to you about someone who you know, I don't know if they... did he say his wife died?
His wife. They picked the wrong mushrooms.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, you can't mess with mushrooms if you don't know exactly what you're doing.
But don't you agree? I mean, that's prohibition that caused that. And if they didn't have to go out picking mushrooms, they could just go and buy them.
I would certainly prefer to buy them from a shelf.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously that adds to it. You know, that prohibition is always bad. I mean, I can't think of a single situation where prohibition provides us with a positive anything. So, I mean, prohibition is always bad. But, you know,
Charles, go ahead.
Well, I've never really done psychedelics as for recreational use, if you will. my interest was always more from the spiritual learning or what a lot of people...
For me, that's my purpose, too. And I think that you know, everybody has their own path. And certainly, I think you brought some good words of wisdom to this conversation. I appreciate your experience and your call. Thanks, Charles. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't think we were at any point advocating people just go out and just do drugs.
No, absolutely. I've heard, I've seen a lot of people on Facebook, for example, who've maybe had a profound experience say something that I think is really irresponsible and not smart, like, I think everyone should do acid once. And I don't think that at all. I can tell you right now, some people, my mother, should never do psychedelic drugs, I don't think.
MDMA wouldn't be a bad thing
for
everyone.
No, I would love to do MDMA with my mother.
All right, so especially like people in the military and people that are more likely to hurt somebody else, let's give them a dose of MDMA and
yes.
See how they feel after that. New York Times continuing here from the just incredible piece called How Psychedelic Drugs Can Help Patients Face Death, talking about the lady who was a leukemia patient and had an amazing experience. She separated afterwards from her husband. Eventually, she stopped practicing medicine and regularly began meditating. She bought a house, and she said, I read somewhere that with my kind of leukemia, even if I stay in remission, the most I have left is 15 or 20 years, so that's my sentence. But after I die, well, there could be a next phase. I believe that now. Researchers acknowledge that it's not clear how psilocybin reduces a person's anxiety about mortality. Now, well, I don't think they're ever going to be able to figure out why it does what it does from the outside perspective. I mean, if you're just a researcher and you've never taken psilocybin, of course you're always going to be baffled about how it works, so whether science will ever be able to figure out the actual connections. I remain in doubt.
I mean, they're not even really positive how LSD reacts, you know, in the brain. They know of some things about it, but it's not as clear. Like MDMA pumps out the serotonin. With something like LSD, they know a few things about it, but they're not even really sure what else it does.
We'll come back with a little bit more on this and your calls, your thoughts. Actually, a guy on hold says he knew Tim Leary, so we'll see what he has to say here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free-market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro
microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com. Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Remain, but maybe enough time for you and your call at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about a really important article, and we're not going to have time to get through all of it, over at the New York Times, called How Psychedelic Drugs Can Help Patients Face Death. Now, the New York Times has an annoying paywall that they have up on their site, but you can get around the paywall just by Googling the title and then clicking through the Google News link. It'll get you into it. How Psychedelic Drugs Can Help Patients Face Death. 855-450-FREE. Ian here with you tonight.
And Julia.
You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you want to help support the show, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to get behind Free Talk Live and help us get this program and the things that we talk about here, liberty-oriented sorts of ideas, onto more radio stations around the country and into more people's ears on the Internet. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast forum, and more. Get the details and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jerry listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Hey, Jerry.
Hi, how you doing today?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening with great interest to one of your last speakers talk about his own experiences with LSD, and I thought I'd say I actually did not know Timothy Leary, but one of my undergraduate professors on the West Coast did Leary fairly well at Harvard and spoke about some of his experiences with Leary when he was a student at Harvard in the Divinity School, and Leary was teaching psychology there at Harvard. He said that it was a very interesting experience. Like your last caller mentioned, they did it in groups, and there was a fair bit of monitoring going on. And he found it to be a revelatory experience. I suspect that in terms of what people are talking about, I've not read the New York Times article yet, but I'll look for it. I've dealt with a lot of people in death and dying experiences, and I'm sure that it would be a useful tool for many people. But the only thing I'd like to disagree with you about tonight, I wish, in the best of all possible worlds, that people were free enough to be able to pursue their own lives in relative tranquility. I'm not entirely sure, however, that if everybody dropped acid, that we still wouldn't have enemies in the world.
Oh, no, that wasn't the suggestion, although MDMA might help with that.
Well, I'll have to defer to somebody else's experience on that.
Well, MDMA is an empathogen. I mean, the definition of the term is, you know, based on the based from the term empathy, or the etymology rather of the term, and so therefore
a love drug.
Yeah, it can help people empathize with one another and bring down those barriers. But I agree with you, and that's what Julia said earlier, is that LSD would not be something you'd want to just administer to everyone, because if you're not going into that with the right mindset, then it's not going to be a very good experience. And Jerry, thanks for the call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. And at no point have we advocated just, tune in, turn on, drop out, just, take drugs. No. But we do acknowledge that people will use drugs. And in that case, we would recommend that, I think I can speak for you, Julia. We've talked about enough about this where I can use the term we. But we here on Free Talk Live would recommend you do your due diligence and find out what you're getting into and do research prior to doing anything like that. And then when you're actually going to do the psychedelic experience, to follow best practices and have good sets, good set and setting. Preferably be there with somebody who's not taking the drug, who can act as a sitter, someone who's experienced with it and experienced with psychedelic drugs and can act as a sitter. So there are different suggestions. Would you have any other suggestions, Julia? Yeah, those two.
No, I would just emphasize set and setting. I think that not only do you have to be in a comfortable environment, but you also have to be in a like a good mindset.
The right mindset.
Yeah.
Don't come into it with fear. Don't
right.
come into
and
it with anxiety.
Don't do it if you have something to do tomorrow. Like, make sure there's plenty of time, because I've definitely done it where it's lasted a lot longer than I wanted
expected.
It to, and I haven't been able to go to sleep, and I've had to go to work the next day,
yeah,
and it's
no
been
good.
Miserable.
Researchers acknowledge it's not clear how psilocybin, the New York Times, reduces a person's anxiety about mortality, not simply during a trip, but for weeks and months following. One of the researchers says, it's a bit of a mystery. I don't really have altogether a definitive answer as to why the drug eases the fear of death, but we do know that from time immemorial, individuals who have transformative spiritual experiences come to a very different view of themselves and the world around them, and thus are able to handle their own deaths differently. Now, here's one of my favorite quotes from the article here. This is, I believe, one of the researchers, quote, "On psychedelics, you have an experience." You can tell this is he's done them.
Yeah.
"On psychedelics, you have an experience in which you feel there is something you're a part of. Something else is out there that's bigger than you. That there's a dazzling unity you belong to. That love is possible. And all these realizations are imbued with deep meaning. I'm telling you that you're not going to forget that 6 months from now. The experience gives you, just when you're on the edge of death, hope for something more."
It's nice.
If psilocybin can so reliably induce these life-altering experiences, why have the hundreds of thousands of Americans who have taken magic mushrooms recreationally not had this profound experience? Well, I think that the article jumps to a conclusion there. How do you know what those people have had as far as experience? Have you talked to them? You know, have you talked to the hundreds of thousands of people who've taken mushrooms? Probably millions of people who've taken mushrooms? No. So I don't really appreciate the author going there with that question. But he asked it anyway, she asked it anyway, if the one of the authors, or the study authors, Grob, explains that in addition to the carefully controlled setting of these studies and the opportunity to process the experience with researchers, the subjects are primed for transcendence before they even take the drug. Unlike the recreational user, we process the experience ahead of time. We make it very clear up front that the hoped-for outcome is therapeutic, that they'll have less anxiety, less depression, and a greater acceptance of death. Subjects, in other words, intend to have a transformative experience. Grob says that psilocybin taken from this setting is existential medicine. And from that perspective, I agree with him in that your intentions going into it are probably one of the most important factors.
I agree.
So if you're going to take drugs to get effed up, then yeah, maybe you're not going to have a transcendent spiritual experience.
Stick with alcohol and pills.
Yeah, no, that'll eff you up pretty good.
Yeah.
And if you want to have a transcendent spiritual experience, then prepare for that and do the research necessary, get your set and setting correct, and, you know, do as we had suggested, and you probably will. I know that the last time I took mushrooms, I took a walk through a local park, and I was all by myself, and it was one of the most beautiful experiences I'd ever had. Like, the park itself looked like it was like almost like a watercolor painting that I was walking into. It was just incredible. It was during the fall, and so all the pretty fall colors were out, and like there was this father with his son like holding hands with their dog like way down the park. I mean, it literally looked like it was straight out of a painting. And there was more to it than that. But anyway, for all the eloquence of these explanations, however, something feels fuzzy about a phenomenon in which a cancer-ridden patient takes a pill and overcomes her fear of death, not just for the moment, but for weeks and months that follow. A recent British study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences earlier this year may begin to help us understand what's happening. And I think we might have touched on this in the past. If we hadn't, now you'll get it. In the study, David Nutt, a psychiatrist at the Imperial College in London, and his team used an MRI to scan healthy volunteers dosed on psilocybin in order to capture the transition from normal waking consciousness to the psychedelic state. What does it look like on the MRI? The researchers found the states of unrestrained consciousness that accompany the ingestion of psilocybin are associated with a deactivation of regions of the brain that integrate our senses and our perception of the self. In depressed people, Nutt explains, one of those regions, the anterior cingulate cortex, is overactive, and psilocybin may work to shut it down. Nutt's planning another study in which he'll give psilocybin to individuals with treatment-resistant depression and see whether the drug can ease some of depression's most recalcitrant symptoms. So that's interesting, isn't it? Like,
yes.
When you take psilocybin, the science is showing that certain portions of your brain actually become less active. Meaning, the idea being that these portions of your brain are essentially part of your ego, and so therefore your ego is sort of shutting down. Some people call it an ego death when they have these experiences that can be something that happens. And so therefore, it's allowing your consciousness to flow better. I mean, because some people would suggest that there's a difference between your consciousness and your ego. That's for up for debate, I'm sure, but I happen to agree with that. Perhaps end-stage cancer patients are able to capture enduring benefits of psilocybin precisely because they're processing their drug experiences again and again with research staff, and in doing so are changing the way the brain encodes positive memories. The phenomenon might be similar to how other memories work. When we remember something sweet-smelling, the olfactory neurons in our brain start to stir. When we remember running, our motor cortex begins to buzz. If this is the case, then merely recalling the trip could resurrect its neural correlates, allowing the person to re-experience the insight, the awareness, and the hope. And overall, I think this article has a lot of hope
in it.
Makes
me all warm and fuzzy inside.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Again, you can find the article, How Psychedelic Drugs Can Help Patients Face Death. There's one more segment we didn't get to, so check it out.
JaxDice.com.
Where you can buy, sell, or make a deal.
JaxDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob.
JaxDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JaxDice is your.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.